Good morning.
We're continuing Shabbos, Tabe's Siman Hey, and talking about the about Mona. Now the then now moves on to a new question. We know that Hatmona and Amos of Hebel is usher for Erev Shabbos, and obviously for sure on Shabbos. Hatmona and Amayim of Hebel is Mutter and Erev Shabbos. So Amos of Hebel is something which has an intrinsic ability to add heat, has its own ability to add heat. And that will continue, arguably, for the whole time that the pot is mutman, is insulated. What about something which at the beginning is hot and adds heat, but as time goes, the heat dissipates. The ability to heat dissipates. Is that called the moist of Hebel, or is that called the maimed Hebel? It's moist of Hebel at the beginning, but if the fact that you put it in something which the nature is that it cools off, and that's known to you that the nature is that it cools off. So again, so you're not so concerned about the idea of heat, because you're putting it in a place where it's not going to keep the heat. It's eventually going to, that the heat source is going to sputter out. So what's the law in that case? Is that okay? So the scenario which they're referring to is the following scenario, which is not so common nowadays, application of it, but it has, in the discussion, it's going to have some points which are relevant. So a person heats his oven before Shabbos, and he's cooking there, etc. And before Shabbos, he says that, you know, keep it going, can't keep it going. It takes out all of the coals. The walls of the oven, the floor of the oven is quite hot. The person then puts something inside the oven. So is that called bimatman in a moisef hevel or maimed hevel? It's definitely adding heat right now, but it's going to dissipate. So it's not really diamonds in the case of a moisef hevel, which that's going to continue the whole time of the pot is there. This is going to dissipate. So is that called moisef hevel or maimed hevel? And the answer is it's machlokes bishana, whether it's called moisef hevel or maimed hevel. So the Chayyim says that Mikra din is mutter. What's relying on that it's mutter? Now, you should ask me a question. Excuse me, it's not fully mutman. It's sitting on the side of the tanner. It has open area around it. So what do you mean? There's not hatmon. At worst, it's hatmon of a mixus. So the scenario is like this. The scenario was that the way the ovens were made, the tanner was made, it was some type of a cylinder open at both ends. And it was much more narrow on top. Person would put it with the large side down. It was a very thick wall, the earthenware item. Add more mud around it to seal it off. And the small opening at the top would allow the smoke to escape from the wood. And a larger opening on the bottom and the side, which you can put wood in to burn. You could put kindling in to help light. And you could put food in to cook. So the coals would sit directly on the ground. That ground is quite hot. It has coals sitting on it. The walls are quite hot. But it's going to dissipate. But where's the hatmana? So it says the scenario was they would dig a hole in the ground in the floor of the tanner, just right, the right size to fit the container of coffee in, the cooked coffee. So it fit in that hole. But if it fits in the hole, so now it's hatmana. Well, in 1 second, it's not submerged totally in the hole. That's hatmana b'mixus. No. We take blankets and we put blankets on top, and we surround it all around. So now it's covered on top. It's covered on bottom. It's all covered all around. It's hatmana. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. So is this called maimed hevel and it's mutter to do hatmana Erev Shabbos and maimed hevel? Or is this called moisef hevel and it's usher to do hatmana and moisef hevel and Erev Shabbos? That's the question. So the Chayyim says that it's mutter, mikra din, even though there are present which are machim. Abotaner, we got mashinoig and mahatman kava beguma. They take a pot of coffee, they put it in this depression inside of the tanner, shala tanner, and makasim begodim milamala. Vavshen on nochen the das kama poiskim, mesukin laniach akuponim daf. So some Rishonim say that this is hatmana. it's partially submerged. There's blankets all around on the top. There's Hamana and a Moisif Hevel. The oven is adding heat. He says, no, Lechem says, no, they have what to rely on. It's not called Moisif Hevel. They have what to be Samachan. So you, now you just you see, by the way, according to the person which are Machmer, what's the Eitzah? How can you do, you stick it partially and that some other mix, that's okay, according to the Ramah. Put a big piece of wood on top of the pot, the container which has the hot coffee in it, put that on top. Its perimeter is larger than the pot, so the drape the blankets over that, so the blankets don't touch the pot. And that's the deal which you mentioned. So he says that would be the machmir would require you to do that, but people which do not do that have what to be semecha. Okay, and lesser the Sirlu, the Kima, the Kobachosha, Hatana Miskaru, the old not a problem called the Moisif Hevel, because it's not like any other Moisif Hevel. It gets cooler and cooler and cooler. Different than the Moisif Hevel, which doesn't do that. So people will not confuse this with the Moisif Hevel. They will not come to be Matman and hot ash of the Moisif Hevel. If you're allowed to do this, which adds heat, you can do that, which adds heat, hot ash. Then next thing you know, he's stirring the coals. No, that whole thought process does not concern us according to this sheet, which is Mekah, because you're putting a place where it tends to cool, not like those things, coal, hot ash, etc. That's the first argument of why it's not a problem. Then he says the second reason why it's not a problem, which we'll talk about in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.